Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's do something crazy.
Wake up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's up, Austin? What you got now?
Now, what you got?
You drowning in chowder?
Drowning in chowder.
Where'd you shoot another steroid this morning, Sully? You ain't got basketball to watch anymore. Basketball.
Seems to me, John, last night, our Atlanta Braves and our Atlanta Hawks made Boston their little biatch.
Yeah. What happened?
In their house.
In their house.
No, that's our house now.
And we're feeling good about it.
But actually, we don't want it because it's in Boston.
We're feeling so good. Here we go. Atlanta rocks and Boston sucks, and I'm only telling the truth. Way to go on that brilliant idea to trade away Babe Ruth. It was wicked awesome beating you, and now you're home, just like the Knicks. You may have more championships, but we have more champion chicks. We're shipping you back to Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
We're shipping you back to Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
We're shipping you back to Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we're shipping you back to Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's for Dominique. This one's for Petulia. This one's for Trey Rollins. This one's for Schroeder. This one's for Fratello. This one's for Millsap. This one's for Pettit. And this one's for Holman. How does that feel, Boston?
Buggy!
So hug it out Monday.
98.5 The Sports Hub. This hour, Toucher and Rich is brought to you by Stop and Shop. Whatever the scenario that they were bragging about there, that is might be my favorite moment in the history of radio.
and John said it yesterday. As atrocious as it is to hear Rick Camlin, whoever his co-host is, down in Atlanta after they had won, what, like the first round of a playoff
game? Whatever, say they won 10 championships.
It doesn't matter. The fact that they pulled a Dundee Awards in which they were doing it over the actual song with the lyrics still in it. Also, the fact that they were doing it at like the patio of a Buffalo Wild Wings where they were doing a remote broadcast and like the only people there weren't there for the broadcast. They were like looking over their shoulders like, who are these jackasses yelling all this stuff? I'm trying to eat my chicken wings.
The Dundies is the perfect metaphor for it.
It really is. He was Michael Scott.
Yeah.
And you're like, nobody around there cared.
If you watch it, it's so great.
It really is.
And there's so much stuff I love about it. And one thing I love about it is the third time he says he's shipping up to Boston, when he goes, I'm shipping you out to Boston.
He changes the inflection a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
just to not make it all like blend in. So, this is obviously when there's different teams that are in other cities that are playing the Patriots or the Celtics or any Boston team, there's this big rally cry that everyone goes, we're going to fire up the troops. Well, that happened in Kansas City. And yesterday, if you're listening at this time, we introduced you to a morning show called Fesco in the Morning. Now, Fesco in the Morning, they apparently are under the belief that all Patriots fans despise the people of Kansas City. That's all we talk about around here is they're not real fans and they're not going to be loud.
Thinking about the people in Kansas
City. And to that I say, yeah. They seem fairly pleasant, if you ask me.
I went to Chiefs game and everyone was very nice and they let us tailgate with them.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they seem like good folk.
There's nothing wrong with Kansas City.
But either way, they're getting the town riled up. And someone, it was like network. You know, I'm not going to take it anymore, except this time it's just like, you get the torches and get those chowder heads, as they like to say. Do you have an example?
Yeah, and he says Old England Patriots.
Well, that's his big thing. Is that, you know,
instead of New England.
Because,
you know. Which took me today to figure out that he was saying Old England instead of New England.
Instead of New England.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Of course not. It's dumb.
It's all so the way around. It's so dumb that I didn't even put two and two together. wait a second.
Yeah, hang
this,
on.
This geographical area is called New England.
Right.
Not Old England.
That's
you son of a bitch.
That's funny. That's really funny. Now stuff. You've got me riled up.
All right.
Fesco in the morning.
Talking Chiefs, because that's what we do.
That's exactly right. We're not wasting time talking about the Celtics or Red Sox today like they do in Boston.
All right, I just want to make one point, and it's kind of like off topic, but they were talking a lot today because Mike was listening to the show about the Phoenix Coyotes moving to Kansas City. So I just, it's not really part of the bit, and I don't want to like insult the show because there's so much really bad crap, but he kind of contradicted it.
Sure.
Bastion.
You won a World Series, whoop-de-doo.
And again, there's
just let it ride.
They're just making it. They took a time machine and they're making a porno that debuted in 1978. Can you give me the worst porn music of all time?
Should we just give away some prize for people that can like call in with great Boston accents?
I think we could do that. Once football's over, we're going to start giving away a lot of stuff.
I feel like I'm
show.
Just going to start giving it away anyway. People work hard for us.
They work hard for their money, so you better treat them right. I tell you what.
913-576-7610. If you want to win right now, Flying Horse Tap Room gift pack, if you can give us your take in a Boston accent. Christian in KC is up first. Good morning, Christian.
Oh, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Keep going.
All right, Bob, I'm trying to get a hold of that Bobby Fesco. He said something about giving me some free brewskis and some pizza.
Okay, all right. Well, that's just the kind of genius you're going to get from Fesco in the morning.
Right.
Just call with your best boss and accent that sounds like just a guy calling in.
He's going to get pizza and beer.
Hey, I'm from Boston. I sure love baked beans.
Wait a minute.
I'm angry about this.
Nick's dad tried to call in like five times yesterday. He'd go, hey, it's Mark Jamelli. I'm the mayor of North End. And they just every time said no and hung up on
him. They wouldn't let him in.
The chowder heads are melting down and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. And,
up in Old England.
Yeah, Old England. All I know is that they love the people who are the representatives here, whether they're judges or they're mayors.
Hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever.
I was talking with someone about this last night, and that person agreed with you and me.
That he's just like, yeah, some Jew.
That's right, anti-Semitic.
It's probably some Jew.
What the hell is that guy doing?
Well, listen, I thought he was
like,
more...
why would you say Rosen?
I honestly got like,
out of
all
the names
you could have picked.
Anti-Semitic and anti-mountain as well.
Pompous mountains.
Right.
And
right.
Maine.
Okay, so we lit into him pretty good yesterday, and... they responded this morning. Now, okay, so Mike in the other room was listening to them, and I have not heard this yet. So this is the first break of the day, right, Mike? This is coming right out of the box.
They got up in the morning and they came and fired up.
All right.
It is Red Friday. It is against the Old England Patriots. And apparently, from what I've been told, and I didn't realize this, Josh, I did a show in Vegas last night, and they go, boy, you are getting destroyed up in New England. And I'm like, you know what? I really don't care. Yeah. I really don't care I'm getting destroyed in Old England.
Hey.
Maybe you should. It would improve your show. You could take notes.
Right, maybe you listen to it. It's like one of those air checks we used to have when we first started radio.
Yeah, maybe you start listening to the show, and then you see how ridiculous your show is. And then you pull it back a little bit. The hell are you doing? Something in Vegas? What the hell are you doing in Vegas?
Is he a guest or does he have another side gig?
No, he does magic shows. So that music that was being like in the background. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I didn't have time to shower. I got pigeon crap all over me. Or dove crap all over me.
Played the music, had the Doug Henning suspenders.
Yeah, he just
went all tie-dye. That's right.
He's wearing those suspenders. I had a magic gig in Vegas last night. Let's just say those rings didn't stay together for long.
Oh.
our listenership was boosted this week by the people in New England.
Great. I also love how those guys up there think that they are like these classy fans and whatnot, and they're just not. They're no classier than any other fan base out there.
Oh, no, come on.
Come on. Listen, we asked for Grey Poupon at stoplights.
No, yeah, if there's anything, I'll tell you, Boston sports fans are super classy.
And think that way.
There's nothing classier than a Boston sports fan.
Right.
If you go to a Bruins game, I mean, it's essentially everyone's. It's a black tie affair.
A lot of violins playing in the background.
Like, hey, which one's the real Monopoly guy here?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, I beg to differ with the class. See, that's something you could have made fun of, but you reversed it.
And as soon as Tom Brady retires, the old England fans are going to retreat. The Kansas City Chiefs have never been threatened to move. They were going to move the Patriots to St. Louis so old England can sit up there and talk all they want about this nonsense, but we've never been in jeopardy of losing our franchise to St. Louis like the Patriots almost did in the 90s.
You'll appreciate this. Kansas City has actually forced Boston to talk about the Patriots.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Kansas City is a lot of nefarious
that
schemes.
That never happens around here.
No, they don't.
Why don't the Patriots get more publicity?
Well, they should.
You know what?
My God.
And to that he says,
hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
Well, that's the first nice thing he said. I'd love to kiss your ass twice, Mr. Fesco.
He does kind of have a little luscious behind.
I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
I don't know about you. You've been cycling into our sister station.
Sure. Right?
I've been sampling what they've been doing. Every time I have tuned in, they've been talking about the Celtics.
We're not your sister station, stupid.
He's not talking about us.
So he's insulting the station in his
No. He's about to do a little flipperoo.
Driving back, listen to our sister station.
Right.
So I flip over to the Boston State, talking Celtics, right? Talking about Kyrie Irving. And he says, well, we're going to get back to Chiefs and Patriots. We're going to take some calls as well. First call, Kansas City.
Yeah.
He keeps the caller on. They talk Chiefs and Pats for 10 minutes because the caller from Kansas City called and initiated the discussion of Chiefs and Patriots.
I think that's fantastic. It's awesome because I've had a lot of people reach out to me and they're like, what's the number for that station up there in Boston that we got to call and figure out, you know, to set them straight?
Yeah, and I've heard some mocking from Boston Radio this past week about, you know, how we're enjoying this ride and how, you know, it's just business as usual for us.
No, the mocking is that your show absolutely sucks. The mocking is that your inability to mock anything properly.
There's going to be hell to pay for the Boston Patriots coming in here from old England.
Why don't you listen to take phone calls, you stupid idiot?
Right. Let people be critical.
Yeah. What is it? I want to spend 4 hours listening to cheerleading about your stupid team?
You don't take Mark Gemelli?
Probably the most. He goes, they're a bunch of dicks.
He said that yesterday.
When you make Gemelli mad.
I'll tell you, Nicholas, they won't take my calls. All right, we'll break and we'll be back. We'll find out what more they had to say and debut our sweet song.
We're going to have a Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce skills competition at the Jay where you're going to have an opportunity to win a prize pack that contains opening day tickets to the Royals, a one-night stay at the Westin the night before the Super Bowl rally at Union Station, the opportunity to watch the Super Bowl rally with us from the games deck at the Westin Crown Center, and have an opportunity to win what I think is a pretty sweet prize package with Royals opening day tickets and the ability to stay the night at the Westin and watch the parade from the rooftop deck overlooking Union Station on the day of the parade in downtown Kansas City when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Yo, man, I don't think they heard you. Why don't you tell them what your name is?
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
985 The Sports Hub. We're trying to get Fesco in the morning song. I have no problem with them giving away that prize.
Oh, I thought it was great because yesterday I tweeted about it, and it got picked up by a bunch of people, and Kansas City fans like, never happened. That would never happen in this town. I'm like, well, I mean, there's audio of it. I mean,
I want to focus completely on how bad their show is.
The Chowderheads are melting down, and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl.
All right, so are they allowing us on the air?
The phone number we got off the website is just ringing. It's like the call-in line. 30 times it rang.
They have, like, no contact info on there.
They have a bird there, probably.
All right, so we're trying to get Fesco in the morning.
Ask your dad what he was calling, Nick.
I mean, come on.
That's the number that I gave Nick. It's the same number.
It's the same
that I
number?
Yep, yeah, same yeah. number.
Same number. It seems to be the only way to get a hold of Fesco in the morning.
I want to have Fesco on.
All right, you know what? Actually, here's how you do it. If he checks his Twitter account, at Bob, F-E-S-C-O-E. Our listeners just say, "Hey, Touch and Rich want to talk to you. They want to know. They want to just.
I want to figure out why you're being so.
Why
mean
are they being
to
so mean to the people of New England? I mean, you listen. You could be mean, but I mean,
hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
I mean, I feel like we need to make up.
Are you even allowed to say that on the radio?
I'm not, listen. Last I checked, the FCC kind of that's a gray area, Fred.
I mean, I don't want to. I don't appreciate it.
Just pompous mountains and Maine.
All right, so we're trying to get Fesco in the
just
morning.
Just because we live in a different area doesn't mean we're all Americans. All right, here is more of what they had to say this morning.
You know, how we're enjoying this ride and how, you know, it's just business as usual for us.
They forget how it was.
Man, you got spoiled quick.
Well, and I was at that first Super Bowl that the Cheaters won when they beat the Rams down in New Orleans. And I'm not kidding you, man. I'll never forget it. The guy's name, I think, was Pete Shepard that day. And he's standing outside.
Oh, now they've done it.
How in the hell do you remember? What the hell year was that Super Bowl?
01?
How over the course of 18 years do you remember Pete Shepard's
That's
name?
Amazing.
This guy's got like.
Pete does leave an impression, I got to admit, but 17 years.
I got
years
no
later?
Problem with Pete Shepard.
Wow.
I'm just like amazed that you could recall that. This is like a photographic memory.
The guy's name, I think, was Pete Shepard that day. And he's standing outside the Boston locker room crying because the Boston Patriots finally had an opportunity to win the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, that is a little bit much.
All right. Okay. So, there's
a little bit more. Oh, but, I mean, you shouldn't be standing there crying.
No. We've never experienced this before. This is the greatest thing ever. So, anybody up in Massachusetts or the New England area mocking us for enjoying this, remember Pete Shepard of WEEI crying outside the locker room.
Well, that's not nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, you shouldn't have cried.
It's not good.
He won't answer our phone.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Try again. Pete Fesco, just have a sign. We're not going to be mean.
No.
We're going to be Bob Fesco or whatever his
name is. Yeah, if anyone's mean, it's him.
Yeah, I mean, they spent
He's really
whole show.
Been mean the last couple of days toward Boston fans. I don't think anyone's called us radio. We haven't called them and said Kansas City people are awful people, have we?
I certainly wouldn't stand by
no,
that.
No, that's not right.
I would not. Okay, so our listeners are already on it. So there you go. Bob Fesco, at Bob, F-E-S-C-O-E, if you would like to tweet him.
All right, so we heard the Matt Kalman song that...
Rick Kamla.
Who cares?
Well, because the dude who covers the Bruins for another station didn't make a song. Yeah.
Okay, so Rick Kamla.
Yeah, yeah.
Made this, made that awesome song about we're shipping you back to Boston.
Yeah, so we're like, you know what? Maybe we can...
So hug it out Monday.
Maybe what we should do is submit that song to a Kansas City station, change a couple of the words just to make it about, like, Kansas City and see if another station will play it.
Are we on hold?
We on hold? Hey, what's going on?
It's Bird versus Bird on the phones, one end to the other.
Will you grab the phone from him?
I will take
it. Yeah, take that. Okay. All right. So we might have Fesco in the morning on with us.
It's something about answering the phones that's got people very confused. It's nothing but putting them on a hold and then answering the phone.
I see Dan is having a conversation. Seems like one a little less confused.
All right, so here is our song.
So we sent it to them to see if they would play it.
And we used almost exactly the words.
Well, you had to change a few because there are references to things from Atlanta that was in it. Remember, this was the guy from Atlanta who wrote an in-your-face Boston song. So we just had it recreated and sent it to the Kansas City station to see if they would play it.
What's up, Boston? What you got now?
Yeah!
You're drowning in chowder?
Chowder!
Or did you shoot another steroid, Sully?
Maine!
Because you ain't gonna be able to watch football anymore, Sully!
It seems to me that Bird on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to make the Patriots their biatches. In our own house!
Yeah! That's what's gonna happen, baby! Boston is ours now! But we don't want it because it's Boston!
We're feeling so good!
Beans!
So here we go! Kansas City! Rocks and Boston sucks.
And I'm only telling the truth.
Way to go on that brilliant idea
to trade away Babe Ruth.
It'll be wicked awesome beating you.
And we'll send you home
in a fix. You may have more championships, but we got more championships. We're shipping you back to Boston.
Butner.
We're shipping you back to Boston.
Butner.
We're shipping you back.
for George Brett. This one's for Johnny Gomes. This one's for Matt Castle. This one's for Tyler Palco. This one's for Ed Asner. This one's for Craig Kilborn. This one's for that Ant-Man guy. This one's for the guy that created MASH. We're shipping you back to Boston.
Bugner.
We're shipping you back to Boston.
Bugner.
We're shipping you back to Boston.
Bugner.
We're shipping you back to Boston.
Matt Damon Space.
So put that where the sun don't shine. Hurts, doesn't it? Get some of that. Put that in your baked beans and bake them. New England people. Ben Affleck.
They're on remote at the JCC. Much respect.
Okay. Oh, all right.
All right. But there's a challenge getting them on the phone.
All right.
There is a slight challenge getting them on the phone.
Oh, well, that stinks. Come on. We need to patch things up. You guys are brutal to us. Like, you're really mean to the people in New England.
Can we all just be friends?
Sure.
Dan, where do we stand with this right now?
I'm still on hold.
By the way, the outtakes for that, we might need to play later on.
Okay.
Saying that there was some...
Nick wants no part of that, by the way.
There's a certain
Looking
name
in the other
that,
room.
There's a certain name that there was difficulty pronouncing.
According to Bird, Nick was the one who kept scoring up. So I don't know if that's true or not.
But I don't know why.
Nick apparently had problems.
I don't know why Paul Rudd was referred to as the Ant-Man guy. I mean,
yeah. He's done a few other things. Yeah.
All right. We will get to the headlines.
Okay. So we're on hold with Vesco. Is that right?
Yeah, we're rocking with Vesk.
Okay.
All right. So we'll figure out what goes on. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich.
Hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever in New England.
985, the sports sub, 617-779-0985. Josh, go ahead.
Should we do a quick update on what's been going on?
Yeah. Bob Vesco will not come on the show. They have many, many contests to do.
Including the one that we played, where you pretend you're Patrick Mahomes and
you throw it.
But, Oh, they're doing the deflating football contest. I did hear that they're deflating footballs for cash.
Well, good
or
more power to them. But I can't disrespect them, being at the JCC. Word,
is that where they're broadcasting from?
You better believe it.
Is there a pool involved?
There's probably an indoor pool if it's worth anything.
I'm just saying, like, sitting next to the pool doing a show.
Not There's the nothing like sitting next to an indoor pool.
Maybe he knows a Judge Rosen. Maybe that's why he threw that out there.
Ah, good call.
We might Sometimes be just sending a shout out to one of his friends, you know.
Sometimes you got to rep the sea.
Right.
Josh, go ahead.
Hey, I'm just wondering if we can get the listeners, instead of doing the whole Mike Sard Riley sucks, can we get one that starts with, like, maybe Bob Vesco sucks?
They're not taking any calls right now. We tried to have them on with us, but they're saying that nope, they don't want to do.
Our Twitch people are very much on this.
All right, well, if Mark Jamelli can't get on, then no one's getting on. Although John Pervegas is not true. That dude gets on everywhere.
Yeah,
John Pervegas could get on.
Yeah, he could. Oh, I would have given anything to just have Mark Jamelli just call in and just defend the honor of Patriots fans.
They're really nice, I tell you. Ah, the station. They couldn't have been nicer. They gave me a recliner.
James, go ahead.
Hey, James. Hi. James.
Bastion.
More like bye.
Should we just give away some prize for people that can, like, call in with great Boston accents?
Maybe.
Will.
Shred like that.
Will, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I moved from Southie a couple years ago to follow my girlfriend, Skyla. And she went to medical school out in Kansas City, so I'm here now. If you need me to go up to Vesco and go, hey, you suspect, because you don't have a retainer. Listen, I want to say hi to my friend Sean, Professor Lambeau, and my good friend Chucky. Love you guys.
Thank you, man.
Every morning I'd wake up and just hope that you weren't there, my man. And you went out on your own.
Mark. Is this Mark Jamelli?
Mark Jamelli.
Hey! Mark Jamelli!
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you doing? Hey. This is unexpected.
Well, I just got a call from the Kansas number I've been trying for 2 days.
What?
And the radio station called me, and a young kid, he goes, right now we're not taking calls, but if you call back, About 9 o'clock, we'll try to get you on.
What? Okay, so you called them
10 o'clock our time. And so, okay, so they got your number, and now they want you to call in, like, around 10 o'clock our time.
Well, 9 o'clock, they said, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but they're an hour 10 behind. O'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So what happened yesterday, Mark? Because we wanted you to call in and defend the honor of, you were going to call in as the mayor of the North End, which essentially you are. So what did
I did connect. And so this young kid answered. First there was a young kid, then it was an old lady, and they answered the phone, and I explained who I was, and the woman goes, no, and hung up the phone.
What'd you think about that?
Well, I got a little upset, so I called right back. And I go, listen, I go, you're saying terrible stuff about our people. You know, I got to defend my people here. And she goes, wait a minute. And then she puts on this young kid, like a young intern. And he goes, well, that's nice of you, but no. And he hung up the phone again.
Oh, what did you think about that kid doing that to you?
Well, I was going to, if I could punch him, I would have. You know? I mean, come on.
Oh, man. No one treats you like that. No.
Nobody does. So then, about 5 minutes ago, the phone rings, and it's the same young kid. And he goes, well, if you want to call back in, call in right before the hour, and the 9 o'clock hour, we'll try to get you on.
Wow, what an incentive.
Wow. Oh, you know what? Try calling back in like 20 minutes. And like, you know, if they say you're confused, whatever. But I would love to have you on before our show is over. I would like to hear this.
I know what I'm saying. Hey, guys, you keep me off any longer, the game will be over. And you know what? We'll win. And so the kid goes, I'm not involved in that part. I'm not involved in that part. Well, I got a laugh.
They knew you meant business. Did you offer to bribe them with meatballs?
I told them, I said, we're the meatball. Don't you dare say we're all chowder heads. Because here in Boston, we bake stuff lots to people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Marcimelli, touche. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any big meals ready for the AFC Championship? You got a big feast going on for the house that day?
Actually, I'm making a huge beef stew if anybody wants to come over, you know. Mm. I'm working on beef stew. It's 50% sweet vermouth wine, Merlot, and then a little bit of beef, you know? So it's got a wonderful flavor to it.
We haven't talked to you since you've gotten the recliner. Do everything work out smoothly? Did you get it delivered to the house and everything?
What can I say? I sleep through the night, first time in 35 years.
Whoa!
Sleep through the night.
I
tell you, that's fabulous.
I thought, Mark, that you had to break in a recliner before it was comfortable enough to sleep on.
I assumed this is quite an honor. The old one, yeah.
Not when they come with heated seats.
Ah.
You hit that heat, and it's like having two of my wives in bed with me. And I tell you, it's fabulous. It's absolutely fabulous.
Do you treat the easy chair like one of your wives?
I don't allow anyone to sit in it. Nick got to sit in it Christmas Day. But that's it. Everybody else coming in. Oh, the kid that delivers my water, I let him sit in it.
Your son is on the same level as just the kid who delivers your water.
You guys can't see, but you should see Nick in the other room.
I was trying to get Nick a job.
Oh, geez, his face is probably purple right now, you know? But anyway.
Yep. Nick, you could have been somebody. You could have delivered water.
Water. Did you buy the water, you know?
All right.
But to get a call like that from the guy, it was just, you know, all of a sudden I saw the number calling me back. I probably did 17, 18 calls out to him.
I love it.
Between yesterday and today,
You're the best. All right, so, Mark, here, okay.
I'm staying on it.
Awesome. All right, keep us updated. Call him back in 20 minutes, like 9 o'clock our time, and we'll be listening.
All right.
All right.
We'll talk to you.
Go get him, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, awesome.
All right, pal. Bye.
He's going to get on. Oh, that was weird that they called him back. You know he's going to get on.
It's like a Sean Hannity move.
Pretty much. That's what they did with John from Vegas.
Yep.
We don't ever do that.
No, but we rarely take phone calls anyway.
Oh, hang on. I'm being told that we have new audio of their
so
last...
There might be something from immediately after they hung up the phone with me saying they couldn't come on. They were too busy. They had too many sponsors and too many contests to get to.
Okay.
We might have some audio from that.
So this is like a brand...
This is the last segment. This is currently going on the air right now.
Okay.
Right,
so what do they do on the show? They just do a bunch of contests?
Here, let's take a listen.
I'm just getting over them interviewing Ketz over here.
Yeah, Channel 9 is interviewing the young son of Chris Ketz.
You guys are really scraping the bottom of the barrel over there, aren't you?
Give us somebody. We need the son of the anchor man on TV. Unbelievable.
He does have that new pullover that he bought that he's feeling very, very saucy into.
What can you say? This is a show out here today.
It is.
Jay at 117th.
The Tim and Tim show is going on. We've got gold-plated cannolis from Jasper.
Okay, so that's why they couldn't put us on is because of the gold-plated cannolis and they're interviewing the son of a weatherman? Awesome.
I mean, what's going on? Like, how is that serving your audience? Hey, we're down at the JCC with some guys that are going to try to throw a ball through the hole.
Can you? I'm sorry. All respect to the JCC. This is the Friday before what they're calling like the biggest game like they've ever had at Arrowhead Stadium.
Can you imagine?
And you chose the JCC to broadcast from?
Whoa. Slow down. Slow down. I won't take that.
That's great.
But can you imagine, like, what do you want to do the day before the AFC Championship game? I don't know. Let's just have a lot of contests that people can't see and that really generate no kind of audio quality.
Right, no real content.
And then we have a lot of sponsors to get to. Oh, yeah, we'll talk to you, Mark, at 9 o'clock our time, because up until then, we're just talking about sponsors. We're loaded up with sponsors.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
All right. Unless Mark gets on, I'm over these guys.
All right. However, we do have some outtakes from the song. Just a quick little session. So as you heard, we sent them a fake song from fake Kansas City fans to see if they would play it. During the recording, I would say what the sentence was, and then Nick and Bird would have to say back to me, just repeat what I said. That's basically it. So let's go to... Nick, it's okay.
Ah, you're a loser.
You use your words, Nicholas. I should have said that.
This one's for Ed Asner.
This one's for, what is it?
Ed Asner.
Ed Asner?
Yeah.
This one's for Ed Asner.
And we're off.
Asner.
Ed Asner.
Two syllables.
Yep.
Ed Asner.
Ed Nasner.
Ed Asner.
Oh, Asner. Ed Asner.
This one's for Ed Asner.
This one's for Ed Asner.
It's hilarious.
Ed Asner.
Ed Asner.
This one's for Ed Asner.
This one's for the guy who created MASH.
This one for the guy that created MASH.
This one's for the guy that created MASH.
This one's breathe. This one's for the guy that...
Breathe.
This one's for the guy that created MASH. That created MASH.
Okay, so there's some creative editing.
Bird is correcting him on his grammar.
Yeah. Bird said he could get Ed Asner lickety-split.
Sure. Wow.
He's like, it's Ed Asner, come on.
But in fairness, like, Ed and Asner, who's not going to say Nazar?
Of course, twice.
They blend into each other so much.
Nick just gets nervous. He gets nervous.
He does.
We've seen it before.
Nick, you were always such a puss. Nick, you fail.
Okay, we will be right back.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what do you got?
All right. Do you remember a few years ago there was this like crime or spy book that was set in Boston? And in the book, there was a fake radio show that was called like Fred and the Gooch.
It's a Spencer for Hire book written by a guy by the name of Ace Atkins.
Okay.
I'm reading my second Spencer for Hire book right now.
Which one?
The one with the missing kid.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe you'll read this one because
it's
remember
in Lexington, by the way.
Somebody had tipped us off that there was a radio show, and the way they wrote about it, it was like they were doing the bits that we do,
yep.
And it was like set at a station that was in Brighton, and they used the name Fred and the Gooch, which we've done. Remember, we did Chainsaw and the Gooch before,
right.
and so. You read it, and it was basically us, and it was our show that this guy had come up to the station, and they talked about us interviewing people after the Red Sox game, doing a drunken recap and all that. So that when that happened, that was kind of interesting. However, last night, I get a text from John Wallach that says, hey, my wife was watching a TV show called A Million Little Things tonight, and she told me that the episode is based on you and Mary's Boston Marathon story. I went, what? So I went and I kind of Googled it to see what was going on. And now A Million Little Things is, now that This Is Us is like huge hit.
So in the first episode of A Million Little Things, a guy kills himself. There are four friends. I'm not giving anything away. It's the basis of the show. And like anyone would care.
It's a dude from Office Space who kills himself, right?
Yes. But there are four bros that go to all the Bruins games.
The Bruins games. It's set in Boston, right?
Yeah,
so it's
but
like,
they
oh,
don't film
men.
Anything in Boston.
Right. Yeah, they're seeing something. That's not Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that don't film here.
So I went and I kind of looked at the show recap, and I'm reading about it, and I start seeing, okay, well, there's a woman in it who is going under cancer treatments, and says that she wants to run this race because she has, that's the one thing that makes her feel normal. And according to her doctors and her friends, they're saying this might not be the best idea. And she goes, I just want to prove it to myself, and I want to prove to others that I still have it in me. And so,
I'm not hearing any similarities.
Yeah, no, none. And so they finally she goes to the race, and at first she's racing with her husband, and then her husband goes, you know, I'll meet you at the end, and he takes off because they're at their own pace. So then he gets to the end of the finish line, and he goes,
where's Maggie? She was way ahead of us.
I thought she was with you.
No, she wasn't with me.
Does he see Maggie?
Maggie!
So he can't find his wife, Maggie. And he's looking all around for her, like, where's Maggie? And so then he starts going back, like, through the race course and finds out that Maggie, halfway through, couldn't do it anymore. Her body said that it can't do it. And so she sat on the side of the road, and she was sitting there, like, crying. The sun's going down. The race is almost over. And the husband or boyfriend shows up. And
Maggie! Hey! Hey! Talk to me. You okay?
No. I'm fine. I don't think I can do this.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay. I hate that. It's not fair. I hate that I'm weak. I hate that I'm nauseous. I hate that my body won't do what I need it to do.
Will you look at me, please? Hey. You are strong. You are powerful. You're brilliant. You're also human.
Well, they made you sound like a real douche.
So that would have been nice to finish.
You can still finish.
And that's exactly how I said it.
I say, you're a pretty bad actor.
Now get up! It wasn't at all like me just saying anything to get you to stop crying because it felt really awkward.
No.
And making you promises that I never thought that I'd have to deliver on.
Well,
I'll finish with you.
Your story's great. But they make you look good too.
And he's a hunk.
First,
oh,
is kind of cool.
All right.
Well, first of all, you like crush the marathon.
Yeah, he's a beard
and,
hunk.
And then you turn around and like run half the marathon. To find your wife.
Sure. So Beard Hunt goes back and goes, you're beautiful and you're human. And I'm like, all right, man, I'm kind of looking good in this. So they start running back and the sun's going down and no one's on the road and they're cleaning up the stuff. And surprise, they turn around the corner and there happens to be a bunch of people waiting for them at the finish line in the dark. And they told them to keep the finish line open.
Oh, I can see them.
Oh, get to the shop.
You can do it.
Let's do it.
Whoa, what is what? We're doing a thing? Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay, take it easy.
Maggie, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for getting me across the finish line.
Yeah, I know. And the only thing that made me believe that it wasn't actually based on Mary's story is that there was no Dan Roach. Dan Roach was immediately just assaulting them with the microphone.
I was asking if they had a white-haired man with a Disney pin on.
Well, it is an ABC show.
Right.
So
I mean, they could easily fit him into it.
So I got no problem with them because I come across as I'm a beard hunk. I say all the right things, like right out of like a super cool, like This Is Us type show. I'm not a murderer on the show. I guess I'm like the likable dude. So I'll take that.
So in the Spencer for Hire book.
Yeah. It was our show.
Yeah. But like, is there a point to it being our show? Are we involved in the crime?
There was somebody who was on our show who called in and like confessed to the crime or something like that. So they wanted to interview Fred and the Gooch. And so, but he was in the studio kind of sitting in for about an hour listening to the stuff that we were doing on the air, and he was mocking us mercilessly, which is not very nice.
Wait, so he's making fun of the show?
Well, he wasn't really mocking us, he was mocking more the
Spencer mocks, the character Spencer mocks everything. So,
I'm still getting over the first of the Spencer series where he finds a mother of a missing child who's drunk and has sex with her, and then he proceeds to leave that house and crash into a room where the daughter of the woman is on a cross while they're about to impale her with something, and he takes her off the cross, takes her home while she's nude, and has sex with her.
Well, before he did that, he said,
"What's the problem?
You're beautiful, you're amazing, but you're human."
No, he just banged her pretty much. And he's like a mom and a daughter. I won't go over a lucky star. I think one, there's a grieving mom. Mm-hmm. And two, which fine. I get it.
Take advantage, right?
Yeah, whatever. Sure. Like, okay, you had sex with her.
Right.
But to literally take a nude woman down off of a cross.
That's right.
Put her nude in your car.
It's weird.
Drive her to your apartment and have sex with her.
That's how this episode ended of A Million Little Things.
That's after they got home after the race.
After there was that sweet moment where the dude who was absolutely the hero in the story.
Sure he was.
You know, he came across looking the best of anyone.
Well, the guy.
He basically nailed her to a cross and then they hooked up.
My wife
like tapes him and watches him, and it's like one of those things you just watch.
Sure.
And the guy that was in a 40-year-old virgin, the black guy.
Yeah.
There's a scene where it's like, he takes all these pill bottles and just dumps them on the counter. And he's like, and this woman comes in. She's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I can't take it anymore."
Those shows should just be called Cry, damn it.
That's not very good. They're not This Is Us. It's not hitting the right notes.
I think it's, does it do okay? I was surprised when John like texted me that. I'm like, what is this show? Is it on like some like Lifetime spinoff?
No, it's ABC.
ABC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's but they go to the Bruins game.
Good for you, Rich. You can. Yeah.
Well, listen,
for you. I'm glad you ran a marathon and a half.
That's right.
All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.